My Generation celebrates rock's greatest hits and the big news and events of this week. All details on the My Generation Facebook page. It's time to catch up.
This is My Generation. I'm Dangerous Dave. He's the Melbourne-born musician, sometime actor and iconic bassist and co-founder of the Red Hot Chili Peppers, who's finally telling his story of dizzying highs and dismal lows in his new book, Acid for the Children. Hello, Flea. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
Now, you're from Australia, your original home. Do you miss the land down under?
I always miss Australia, and it reverberates through every atom of my being and is a pillar of my heart. So the answer to that is a resounding yes.
One of the things you say you miss in your book is a meat pie with sauce, and you don't even call it ketchup.
I do miss that. I do miss the early surfing morning and, the chilled bone drive over to the bakery to get a lovely meat pie. So, yeah, I do miss Australia a lot. And even though we were there just a few months ago and doing a tour, I really didn't get to do much besides work. And I didn't get to hang out in my little beachy areas that I like. And but I love Australia so much. It's such a part of who I am.
Michael Peter Balzeri was born in Melbourne, Australia on October 16, 1962. Flea has documented his wild ride as the renowned bass player for the Red Hot Chili Peppers in his new memoir, Acid for the Children, and he joins us on the show today. So, Flea, we think you're writing the book at a table in your undies, but what is your philosophy? How did you go? What was the process for you writing this book?
Well, yes, there were a lot of underpants involved. Now, actually, you know, my process was very much like get up in the morning, right, really free and loose and kind of just let things unravel without any attention to grammar or organizing ideas in any way. And then I'd go and revisit that, what I wrote in the morning and the afternoon, and look at it from a more analytical and organizational point of view and try to make sense of it and find the good parts. And, you know, like a sculptor looking at a block of clay and getting rid of all the clay that's not the thing, just get rid of all the ideas and all the words that weren't really true to the essence of what I wanted to express.
Iconic Red Hot Chili Peppers bass player Flea joins us today. We're talking about his raw, entertaining new memoir. It's called Acid for the Children, in bookstores right now. It's a raucous and unpredictable coming-of-age story of the power of music and creativity. Flea, we've got to ask, what are you reading at the moment? What's on your bedside table?
Well, I read, you know, since I was a little boy, I've read constantly, you know, one book after the next. It's been probably the most consistent thing in my life since I was able to read. And right now I'm reading a great book by a man named Ta-Nehisi Coates, and it's called We Were 8 Years in Power, and it's kind of a, now about halfway through it, but it's a study of racism in America and a really insightful look at that.
Now, in the back of your book, we read about the movies you grew up on, the books that blew your mind, concerts that changed your life. In the books bit, you said Jane Eyre by Charlotte Bronte was a book that changed your life.
That's a book that really blew me away. And I actually made a record about 10 years ago. It's just kind of a weird little record that I made in my garage, and it's called Helen Burns. And that record is based on a character from Jane Eyre that I really love.
Well, that's not very rock and roll. That's not what we were expecting from you at the back of the tour bus with the Red Hot Chili Peppers reading Jane Eyre.
Well, my perception of rock and roll and yours might be really different. I know, you know, we're back there with big pounds of drugs and strippers and in our underwear and hanging upside down.
Red Hot Chili Peppers legend Flea has been our special guest. Now, Flea, outside of the band, you're also the co-founder of a non-profit music organisation for underprivileged children, the Silver Lake Conservatory of Music. And you had a great theory about education.
Well, I have a lot of theories about education. Honestly, I just think that there should be a really equal balance between academics and arts and athletics, and that every kid has a different type of intelligence, and that thing should be nurtured, and kids should be encouraged to follow their hearts wildly and with reckless abandon. And I think when kids don't have the opportunity to do that, they suffer great trauma.
All right, so the book is called Acid for the Children. It's Flea's memoir, and it should be on the curriculum. Are you doing a talking book?
I've already done one, yeah. Mm-hmm. And that was difficult for me. To write it was really, I really loved the writing process, but speaking through it was like really emotionally kind of devastating for me in a way. to read it out loud, yeah.
Well, congratulations, Flea. Thank you so much for your time and joining us on My Generation.
Okay, all right. Thank you for having me.
My Generation. Tune in for Rock's greatest hits and the big news and events of this week. Details on the My Generation Facebook page.